Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman's plan to ferret out the leaders behind the campaign of hatred and intolerance meets with its first setback and places the life of Jim Olsen in jeopardy.
Say, Rusty, now that my cousin Doris has come over to see us, just what are we going to do to entertain her?
Oh, and let's have a quiz game.
What kind of a quiz, Rusty?
Well, Doris, how about a quiz on that new brand new second series of comic buttons the kids are all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep? How's that?
Oh, that's swell.
Well, you ask the questions, Dan, and we'll see who can answer first.
Okay, Rusty. Let's see now. Who's a tough-looking guy wearing a sailor's cap?
Oh, Popeye, I just got that one today.
Okay, chalk one up for Rusty. Now, who has black hair, pulled back tight in a knot, and a long nose?
Oh, I know that one. It's Olive Oil.
Right, Doris. Now let's see who can name the most of the other funny paper characters in this new second series. Doris, you take the first turn.
Well, there's Maggie and Jiggs and Andy Gump, Hans and Fritz and Lord Plushbottom and...
And the little King, Uncle Willie, Emmy, Rip Winkle, Pop Jenks. Hey, you left out Superman.
Oh, why, Superman, of course, Rusty. We couldn't leave him out. And what a kick you'll get out of that one, gang. And all the rest of the 18 different buttons in this new second series. The pictures of your favorite funny sheet characters are done up in brilliant red and yellow and blue and black. And so they show up like anything. And it's no end of fun swapping duplicates with your friends and wearing all your Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. And you know, the best part is you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. You can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. They come only as thrilling prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. So ask Mom to get you some P-E-P Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. In an effort to learn who is responsible for what seems to be an organized attempt to create ill feeling among people of different races and religions in the city of Metropolis, Clark Kent, who as we know is Superman, devised a plan of action. Although both Kent and Police Inspector Henderson are aware that the two acts of violence already committed, the fire in Hoffman's drugstore and the brutal, almost murderous attack on young Danny O'Neill, geared by a juvenile gang leader known as Muggs, they are certain that Muggs is only a tool, a cat's paw, taking orders from someone higher up. The plan, then, is to get to the higher-ups through Muggs. And Jimmy Olsen has been given that dangerous assignment. In yesterday's episode, as you remember, Jimmy, dressed in old clothes and wearing a soiled cap, looking and sounding like a tough young hoodlum, started for the poolroom hangout of Muggs and his gang. As we join him now, he has just stepped inside. The long, narrow room on the second floor of a frame building over a restaurant is heavy with the odor of stale tobacco smoke and unclean bodies. Closing the door behind him, Jimmy saunters over to one of the pool tables where a thin, hollow-cheeked boy is about to make a shot.
Number six in a side pocket.
Too bad you don't make it.
I got a bet, sucker. Hey, I'm clean as a whistle. Okay, Lefty, two bits. Get it up.
Go on, I was kidding.
Get it up.
Okay, here.
That was a nice shot, bud.
Huh?
Nice shot.
Yeah, not bad. Now watch me sink that 10 ball. Any dough on this, Lefty?
Go on, shoot.
Okay. 10 in the end pocket.
Ah, you missed it.
Ah, this cue's got a cockeyed tip.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I missed one. Let's see how many you drop. Wise guy.
Yeah, you didn't do so bad.
Watch him. Takes a year to make a shot.
Yeah. You seen Muggs around?
Who?
Muggs.
I seen him come in about half an hour ago. Hey, Charlie! You see Muggs?
Hey, what's down at Greeks for half by there?
He's down at Greeks.
Where's the Greeks?
Yeah, new around here, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, I just blew in from Philadelphia. Guy told me to look Muggs up.
There he is now, just coming in. What do you say, Lefty?
Five in a corner pocket.
Okay, shoot, will you? What's holding you up?
Keep your shirt on. I'm taking my time.
Okay. Hey, Muggs, here's a guy looking for you. How about it, Lefty?
All right.
You looking for me?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, my name's Olson, Jim Olson. I just blew in from Philly. Chuck Connors said to look you up.
Who?
Chuck Connors. He said maybe you could tip me off to a couple of things.
Oh, yeah? Who's Chuck Connors?
You mean you don't know him?
No.
How do you like that? I told him I was heading for Metropolis, so he says, look up my pal Muggs. He'll set you straight. And he gave me this address.
Yeah?
Boy, will I take a poke out of him next time I see him. You don't know him at all, huh?
I don't know. I meet a lot of guys. Where'd you say you come from?
Philadelphia.
Why'd you come to Metropolis?
I had a little trouble.
Cops?
Yeah.
You got any dough?
Yeah, a little.
How much?
Look, I don't like the idea of standing here and talking. Too many guys around.
You don't have to worry about these guys. How much dough you got?
About 30 bucks.
Oh, you want to join my gang?
What'll it get me?
Protection. And maybe some easy moolah.
Easy what?
Moolah, dough.
Sounds okay.
It'll cost you 25 bucks.
What for?
Initiation fee.
But that'll leave me busted. I gotta eat.
You wanna join up? That's what it'll cost you.
How about making it 15?
Nothing doing.
I'll pay you the rest later.
No soap.
How about 20? That'll leave me 10. I got an uncle living here, and maybe I can bunk with him for a while. How about it, Mux?
Okay, but I'm letting you off easy. Let's have it.
Yeah? 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. Now you're in.
Well, what do I do?
Nothing. We're laying low for a couple of days. We got into a little trouble.
Cops?
No, I poked the kid I figured was going to rat on us and busted his head.
Jeepers.
He almost cashed in now, so the heat's off. We'll get working again maybe tomorrow.
Oh, where do you hang out?
Mostly here. You say your name's Olson?
Yeah, Jim.
Okay. Where you living?
I guess with my uncle. He's over on 12th Street.
All right. I'm here on this time every day. You come back tomorrow. Maybe something will break. And keep your lip buttoned.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Wait a minute. Hey, Dutch?
Yeah?
Come here.
Shoot.
Come here.
Okay. Hold it, Lefty. What do you want?
I just took this guy in. His name's Olson.
Glad I know you. You're the guy from Philadelphia? Yeah, that's right. I asked you where Muggs was.
Look, in case I ain't here, Dutch will tell you what place.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'll be seeing you. So long.
So long.
What you soaking, Muggs?
20.
How's about a fin? I'm flat.
Here.
Thanks.
Now drop that cue and tail him.
What?
You heard me, tail him. I want to know where he goes.
Why?
Because I want to make sure, that's why. Go ahead.
Hello?
Mr. Kent?
Yes, that you, Jim?
Yeah.
Where are you?
In a drugstore, in a phone booth.
Anything wrong?
No, everything's okay. I met him.
Muggs?
Yeah, and I'm in the gang.
Good boy.
He said they were laying low on account of Danny getting beat up.
He actually told you that?
Well, he didn't mention Danny's name. He said he took a couple of socks at a kid and busted his head. When he said it, I wanted to take a sock at him.
Yeah, I know, Jim. I know exactly how you feel, but we've got to play this game their way, in the dark. What else did you learn?
Well, that's all. Except he introduced me to another kid, a kid by the name of Dutch. He said when he wasn't around, Dutch was...
How old are these boys, Jim?
How old? Oh, I guess maybe 16 or 17. They look older, but that's because they're all pale and sick-looking from hanging around our pool room. Boy, what a place. So full of smoke you can't breathe, and it smells to high heaven.
What's your next move, Jim?
I don't know. That's why I called you. Muck said to come back tomorrow night. He said something might break.
All right, grab a cab and come over here. Oh, incidentally, did Muggs ask you where you lived?
Yeah. I told him I had an uncle on 12th Street. That's you.
Good.
He swallowed it, all right, and... Gleeps.
What is it, Jim?
What? He followed me.
Who followed you? Jim, speak up.
Dutch, he followed me from the pool room.
What?
He was in the next phone booth all the time. He must have heard everything I told you.
Where is he now?
Just leaving the drugstore. He's going back to tell Muggs I'm a phony.
Mr. Kent, what'll I do?
What will Jim do? What can he do? We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode.
You know, gang, there are 18 different funny paper characters in this brand new second series of comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. So you'd better get busy right away on your collection. You'll want every single one of them, Uncle Willie and Andy Gump and Superman and all the rest, because there's the doggone smart-looking, full comic strip colors on a clear white enameled background, so the pictures of your funny paper favorites stand out like anything. Also, because it's no end of fun rounding out your collection and swapping duplicates with your pals and seeing who's collected the most different buttons. And these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as exciting prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. So ask Mom to get you a package or two of Pep tomorrow and look for your prize. That's P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Made by Log, the greatest name in cereals.
Trailed from the pool room by one of Mugg's young lieutenants, Jimmy Olsen found himself trapped when he noticed the boy, known to him as Dutch, step out of the adjoining phone booth and leave the drugstore. There was no question in Jimmy's mind that Dutch had overheard his conversation with Clark Kent and was hurrying back to the pool room to report that he was a spy. As we continue now, Jimmy is still on the wire with Clark Kent.
Mr. Kent, we gotta do something. He's going back to tell Muggs I'm a phony.
Jim, listen to me.
Yeah?
Where are you calling from? Where's the drugstore?
On the corner of 3rd and Market.
All right. Hang up and stay in the phone booth. Don't move.
But I...
Do as I say now. If that boy gets back to the pool room, we're licked.
I know. But how are we gonna stop him?
Don't you worry. I'll stop him. You just sit tight.
How is Clark Kent going to stop Dutch from reaching the pool room without arousing suspicion? The situation is desperate. Right now, the carefully laid plans to trap whoever is behind Muggs and his gang seems to be collapsing like a house of cards. The boy who listened in on Jimmy's conversation with Clark Kent must be stopped. But how? Gang, there's excitement ahead. Excitement and action in Superman's greatest battle, the war against intolerance. So don't miss a single exciting word from now on. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for the thrilling episode entitled, The Trap is Sprung.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's The Sunshine Cereal. Say, your dog's as good as any champ, isn't he? So see that he gets Kellogg's Grow-Pup dog food like lots of champion dogs do. Mix Grow-Pup in with his table scraps of meat and fat, and it'll give him lots of muscle, help keep him husky and strong. He can take his pick of three different kinds of Grow-Pup, too. There's Grow-Pup Ribbon, Grow-Pup Meal, and Grow-Pup Pellets. They're all just full of wonderful meaty flavor. Ask your mother to get Grow-Pup today. It's good for champs, good for your dog, too. Remember, that's Kellogg's Grow-Pup. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.